it's absolutely ridiculous trying to get a house in here at the minute. There is no housing for a start, and any housing that there is, the rents are just sky high. It's absolutely ridiculous. We definitely just need a rent freeze, and we need to come down on landlords that are charging these extortionate rents.
There is allowances for refugees on rent, and Irish people just can't compete with that.
That's it, yeah. Like, a house for 950 to rent, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous prices, like, for anybody to expect to pay. And we just have that incentive now to rent to Ukrainians that are getting this 800 a month, and it's no fault of the Ukrainians. It's the government's policy that they have put in place that is displacing the Irish people who are trying to rent. Because if a landlord can get 800 tax-free, that's the equivalent of about 1,100, 1,200 when paying tax. So, of course, they're going to choose that to get that tax-free instead. And then a lot of the Ukrainians are also topping up on that. So they're paying about 1,000 in total, whereas, but they're only paying 200 out of their pocket. And the Irish people just can't compete to that. There's just this total incentive to not rent to Irish people, and it's really getting out of hand.
And that's causing problems in communities. It's causing tensions.
People there, like, you know, they have family members that are living with them because they can't get a house, and then they're seeing that a house and they're possibly in their same estate as being let then to Ukrainian, and it's just so disheartening for them because they know they can't compete with it, and it's all just down to government's failure to think about our rural communities and how this is affecting the Irish people.